Okay, Maseches Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud, 11:10. It's the last Mishnah of the Masechta. I'm sure it's sad to see the Masechta go, as am I. This Mishnah will talk about the halachas of burning Tamei Truma oil and the question of non-Kohanim getting benefit from that burning. You'll recall that when it comes to Truma, while it's Tahor, only a Kohen can consume that Truma. And there's actually Isser Derabanan on There's Nisr Doraisa of a non-Kohen benefiting. Once the Truma becomes Tameh, it's still given to the Kohen and he can burn it for fuel. So if it's oil, he could light it and get benefit from that consumption. Now there's an Isr Derabanan from a non-Kohen getting benefit from the consumption of Tameh Truma. And therefore he has to give it to a Kohen. But that derbana will be relaxed, you'll see here, in the case of burning for light. And the reason why is because if a Kohen's getting benefit, so then other non-Kohen can get benefit as well at the same time. So I'm going to learn this Mishnah. There's actually going to be two separate parts to it, two different scenarios altogether. The first talks about burning lights where Kohanim and non-Kohanim are getting benefit. The Mishnah says, Madlikin Shemen Sreifa. You're allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa, which literally means burning oil, let's call it, but it's a reference to oil that must be burned because it's truma that became tame, and therefore the halacha is you must burn it. So you may do that bebate knesios and bate medrashios umuvuos haafelin valgabi acholin birshus hakohen. The way that the Beinu Tami learns it, and I'm going to learn like that here, these are four examples of places where you may burn this light where non-Kohanim will benefit from it because Kohanim are benefiting from it also. And therefore the cases are Bate Knesios, the Beit Knesset, Bate Midrashos, the Beis HaMidrash, Muvuos, Mavui is like an alleyway, that's Hafel, and that's dark, and dark alleyway. And I'm learning that they're all four connected. And Al Gabi Acholin, above a sick person, so that means a non-Kohen who's sick, but who, let's say, has Kohen visitors. In all those cases, Birshus HaKohen, provided that a Kohen is present, and he's also benefiting, then it's totally fine for others to get benefit as well. Because what's the difference? Light for the Kohen is light for everyone else also. One light for one is light for 100. Worth noting, according to that pshat, we're not letting generic people benefit as a public service in a basic nesses, but only where they're it can be presumed there's some Kohen presence, potentially. But certainly in a Mavui Bavos HaFelin, dark alleyways, there's no reason to think that a Kohen would be there all the time in the dark. It means he will pass through there at some point or from time to time, or maybe he will. And the point is you're providing him with the service of having a non-dark alleyway whenever he happens to be there, which means, at least in that case, you'd have non-Kohanim being able to get benefit while the Kohen is, at least temporarily, not there. Fine, so that's that. Now, interestingly, by the way, the Rambam understands that Birshus doesn't mean in the presence of, but rather with the permission of. Okay, that would change things quite a bit. But with the permission of the Kohen, I mean, you can't burn it without his permission. Okay, fine. Now, this is part B of that same kind of case. Here we have a Bas Yisrael, Shenisas LaKohen, a woman whose father is not a Kohen, but she married a Kohen. Okay, so now, as a child, she certainly was a regular Yisrael and couldn't burn Tamei Truma oil, but now she's married to a Kohen, as an Ashes Kohen, a wife of a Kohen, she may get benefit from Truma, no problem. So that's the setup here. V'hi lamuda eitz lavia. She's a regular by her father's house, her father the non-Kohen. So the din is, avia madlik brishusa, the father could light candles for seeing around her, either according to the Rambam, it's with her permission, or like everyone else, with her around. Now, there's kind of a question, like, what's the chiddush of that? And also, what's the issue of lemuda, like that she's a regular? Why should her regularity be a factor? If this is her first visit in 100 years, he should be allowed to light it for her, since she's benefiting also. And she's benefiting, I should say. So I saw that the Art Scroll Mishnayos brings the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't see it inside, who suggests that perhaps this is saying that since she's a regular, you know, she comes every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock to visit her father, and the father doesn't want her to stub her toe in the dark as she's coming into the house, he can go outside the house just before 8 and light the candles at the entrance of the house so that she can get in safe and sound. The point is, she's not even present yet, but the point is, since she's a regular and she'll be benefiting from it, he's allowed to do it. That was his suggestion. I happen to like it very much. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah, and fine. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is also discussing the issues around burning Tamei Truma oil, but it's a different case altogether. Here, that we're basically going to talk about public gatherings, and where you can presume there are going to be some Kohanim present, and therefore you could light the candles that are from burning Truma oil, and that's going to be fine, even if it's Tamei Truma oil, because everyone will get benefits, Kohanim and non-Kohanim alike, and that's okay, just like we saw in the previous part of the Mishnah. However, we're going to talk about two different kinds of gatherings. One, a Beis HaMishta, which is a party, perhaps a wedding, and the second being a Beis HaAvel, is a house of mourning. And of course, the vibe in those two places is very different. And the question is, will we allow for the lighting of a lamp with this Tamei Truma oil in both those settings? So, presumably the answer should be yes, because Kohen and non-Kohen alike are benefiting. But there's a reason to be concerned in each of the two cases. When it comes to the party, the concern is that people are acting however they're acting in the party, lighthearted, they've been drinking, it's a Beis HaMishta, and that being the case, they're liable to lose themselves, perhaps, and take the light over to a private corner where they'd be getting private benefit, and the no Kohen would get benefit, and that would be a problem. On the other hand, you might say, no, people at parties are dressed in their best and wouldn't touch schmutzig, oily, oil lamps, which are dirty, and they definitely wouldn't touch it. On the other hand, you've got a Beis HaAvel. A Beis HaAvel is a house of mourning. And on the one hand, you might say, listen, people in a house of mourning are not dressed in nice clothing, and they just don't care if they get even more dirty, and that being the case, they are liable to take this lamp that was lit for everybody to take it to a private corner for themselves, and therefore you have to be concerned. On the other hand, you could say, no, not at all. People in a house of mourning are not fiddling with the fire and the candles, leaving it alone, and that being the case, there's no reason to be afraid at all that they'll be moving the candles. So you have sfaras in both directions for both of those settings. And that being the case, you can set up a nice little chart of a 2x2 chart of whether it be machmir or mekel in each of these settings, and we'll have four shittas here in the Tanaim, fitting to that chart nicely, two of which say allow one and disallow one of which says both are forbidden, and one of which says both are permitted. And that's how the Mishnah reads inside. It says, Madlikin bebesa mishte. The first shita, which is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, says when it comes to a party, you could light the candles in the public because people are wearing their nice clothing, they're not going to touch dirty oil lamps. Avaloba Beis HaAvel, HaEvel, I should say, in a house of mourning, people aren't dressed nicely and they haven't gotten good clothes on and they might come to move the fire. So Rabbi Yehuda's machmir in the house of mourning. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beis HaAvel, you could light it in the house of mourning because people they're occupied with other things, they're not moving the candles. Avaloba Beis HaMishta, in a party, people are liable to move the candles because they're partying. Rabbi Meir, he grabs onto both chumras and therefore says Oser Mekan Vekan. He says both are forbidden. And Rabbi Shimon Matzer Kan Vekan. Rabbi Shimon says no. You can use in both those scenarios, the wedding and the mourning home. You may light candles for the benefit of Kohanim along with non-Kohanim. And the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon the Mekel, meaning you can light those lamps in both the scenarios. And with that, Salik Maseches Trumos, we conclude Maseches Trumos, Mazel Tov, and we begin next Maseches Maestros.